The Houston mayor over there pulling favors, getting them baddies in them jobs. Let's see what's happening. I haven't reviewed the video, but this is something that y'all sent to me. Shout out to y'all. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications. Also, tap into the Patreon. The link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat.
Special jobs for special people with public dollars. It is not just what KPRC2 investigates has recently exposed in the city's Department of Public Works. In fact, over the last 5 years, we have exposed the same kind of behavior in the Houston airport system. One common theme we have seen: questionable, high-paying salaried positions funded with your public dollars. This is all about who you know at the top when it comes to being hired. And one man who knows this well is KPRC2 Investigates' Mario Diaz. He has been the one exposing a lot of this after city leadership doesn't want to answer his questions. Take a look.
Roger Hebert, do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
He is who?
He is a worker at the on the program.
He's also the son-in-law of Andy.
He is.
More on Roger Hebert in a moment. But once again, KPRC2 Investigates is exposing special people landing special jobs.
Ooh. Listen, word of advice. I don't care if it's a news crew or the police department. Never, ever, ever. Don't ever answer questions to somebody that got a microphone unless you're doing a street interview and you know what I'm saying? You know exactly what the interview going to be before they start asking questions. Never, ever, ever, ever volunteer information, especially when you out there showing up like a deer in headlights or you committed a crime. If you're doing something that you're not supposed to do, if you got any skeletons in your closet, you keep walking, you don't pass go, you don't turn to the left, you don't turn to the right, you don't collect $200, you keep walking. You don't ever answer a question from a reporter because they're going to get you jammed up. They're going to have you jammed up, big dog, especially if you got a little baddie right next to you and you're pulling some favors.
With high-ranking city officials using public dollars to make it all happen.
I cannot talk to you.
Remember Marisela Cruzman? She was more than a special friend to Airport Director Mario Diaz.
I was close to Marisela, and I gave her that job because I think she could do the best job, and I was right.
And you were in a relationship with her at the time.
And I was right. Yes, I was in a relationship.
Listen, under no circumstances. Because see, what people don't realize is that the real finesse is you don't use your money to take care of these hoes. You know what you do? You give them a job. That's the one thing that these politicians have been had over y'all for, or these people in position of power. Not even just politicians, people in positions of power, people that works at certain jobs. That's why the rich keep getting richer, is because they use other people's money, not just when it comes to financing their businesses or real estate. They use other people's money when it comes to financing their chicks. That's the finesse. See, y'all behind the lines as far as this culture that we done been in for this whole time, right? Y'all think that y'all supposed to be out here spending money on these hoes, wine and dining them, taking them to Ruth Chris. That ain't even your wife, right? That ain't what the game has been. White men, Asian men, men in positions of power have been using a system way different than y'all to think that y'all got to get a bag and y'all doing it like academics. Academics is over here taking his hard-earned money, crashing out, getting it stolen, tricking off on these chicks, going into the strip club. No. The Wolf of Wall Street should have told you that they do it differently. See, the real game has always been trick off with the corporate card. Let the people pay. Let the constituents pay. Let the residents pay. Let the taxpayers pay for these chicks. So now what they were doing is power with power comes the ability to be able to provide opportunities. So then they put them in a position. I'm not going to trick my money off of you. I'm going to let the taxpayers put. Listen, you give a little gawk gawk $3,000, I'm going to get you a job at the airport. That's how it's been playing.
the best job, and I was right.
And you were in a relationship with her at the time.
And I was right. Yes, I was in a relationship.
We revealed Diaz using his job back in 2014 to help Cruzman secure the job of director of the Houston Airport's system, Harmony in the Air program. Cruzman even kept the newly created gig after it was discovered she misled the city with false credentials while applying for the job Diaz signed off on.
I didn't create the job for her. I created,
you signed off on
I
it.
Created the position for the program.
I didn't create the job for her. I created the position for the program that she just so happened to not have the credentials to be able to get into because we was in a relationship at the time. I didn't create the job for her. I created the position within the program that I controlled for her to be able to get the job because we were sleeping together and she had a good night. We had a good night. I ain't never had this type of loving that I've ever had in my entire life. I didn't create the position for her. I created the position for the job for her that she ain't qualified to get the position for that she took over and that she still got to the day. Y'all sad chicks is going to have y'all crashing out in the real life. Look, he ain't even black. He ain't academics. He in the same position that academics is in, except for he probably under investigation. You got the news crew, KPRC2. On his head.
And I asked myself who is best suited for that position. She was.
And although his girlfriend landed a nice new career in the airport system he runs with public dollars, Diaz to this day asks,
so tell me how I'm being benefited.
Mayor, what is your relationship with Marvin Agumagu?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Mayor, you have no idea who Marvin Agumagu is?
I have no idea.
And who can forget about the airport's $95,000 a year intern, Marvin Agumagu? Mayor Sylvester Turner denied knowing him, even though he signed off on the creation of Agumagu's nearly $100,000 a year internship.
Shout out to Agumagu. Abu Dhabi is over here getting to the bag. Shout out to Abu Dhabi. And mayor pulling favors in order to get Abu Dhabi his $100,000 internship. Yo, interns is getting 100 bands for public positions that's ran with public dollars. Shout out to Abu Dhabi getting that bag. Shout out to you, big dog. It's about who you know, not what you know.
With Agumagu telling Diaz whether or not he wanted to stay on after a year. The lucrative position all started with Diaz receiving an email from his supervisor, Andy Itkin, asking, could you develop a position?
I did not create a job on the orders of anybody. Never has the mayor or Andy ever asked me to do anything.
Could you develop a position is what they said.
Yes.
Which brings us to the...
Why is he still talking to him? Why is he talking? You ain't got to answer no questions. Did you see how the bald-haired mayor, when they asked him about Abu Dhabi and he just kept on going, I don't know. What you talking? I wouldn't even have said that. I just would have just kept on walking.
Latest chapter we uncovered. Itkin's personal interests in our city's airport system. It involves someone very special. His son-in-law, Roger Hebert, a senior manager working for a contractor involved with the Houston Spaceport and the redevelopment of the International Terminal at Bush Intercontinental Airport. The latter having seen massive delays and cost overruns.
Roger Hebert, do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
He is who?
Hey, if you look at the people in the back, they doing like this. That's because they got skeletons in their closets, too. They just smart enough to walk to the left. Everybody got to go to the bathroom. Ain't nobody coming out the bathroom until after this investigation is done. Look at the people. Look at the people in the back.
Roger Hebert. Do you know who he is?
Look at my man right here.
Yes, I do.
He is who?
Heck about a dodge.
On the program.
He's also the son-in-law of Andy.
He is.
A son-in-law with a very powerful father-in-law. You see, Itkin is the city's chief development officer, who just happens to oversee Director Diaz and billions in construction dollars tied to the airport system and its outside contractors. We emailed Itkin multiple times about his son-in-law's employment. He didn't want to answer our specific questions until he had no option.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? Mario Diaz with Channel 2.
Very well, man.
Mario, I got to ask you, Roger Hebert, your son-in-law, how long has he been working at the airport?
I don't know. You have to talk to his employer about that.
But he's your son-in-law, Andy. You don't know when your son-in-law started at the airport?
He's changed jobs. I don't know how it's happened.
3 days after his interview, Itkin admitted his son-in-law landed at the airport in 2017. His employer is Parsons, the same company that, in the year prior, Itkin signed off on a $22 million deal. Since then, KPRC2 Investigates has identified tens of millions in construction contracts involving Parsons with Itkin's personal seal of approval. What do you tell Houstonians about all of these special individuals getting all of these jobs at the airport, whether it be Marisela Kruseman, whether it be Marvin Agumagu, whose job you helped create with the mayor, to your son-in-law?
Mario, he earned whatever he earned. He applied for a posting position, and then he ended up with a different employer than the city.
There's not going to be the conflicts of interest that we're witnessing.
Mayor-elect John Whitmire already is weighing into what KPRC2 Investigates uncovered and what he plans to do.
That won't be allowed.
Why y'all holding hands in a picture?
In my administration. It ought to end. It should have never started. And it won't happen with me. I'm not about that.
City Hall insiders say they expect Mayor-elect John Whitmire to request the resignations of all current City of Houston directors the moment he takes office. A number of them will be allowed to reapply, with a handful possibly holding on to their jobs.
And all of it comes at the cost and the expense of the taxpayers, and nobody is ever going to refund you. That's the worst part about it. Y'all absolutely are the ones that are paying for the mistakes that the legislators get in. And then it's always some people over there. Hey, man, your son-in-law is a POS. Oh, he ain't got no credentials. That's all right. Daddy gonna take care of him. It's bad. Houston is running rampant with fraud from the top to the bottom. From the top to the bottom, the best thing that y'all could have did, I got to give Houston a little bit of credit. At least they elected a new mayor that more closely aligns with what's in the best interest of the city. But from the rappers to the trappers, all the way up to the politicians, they are running rampant. And this happens in more places than you could ever imagine. It happens in corporate America. It happens in private equity firms. If some chick is making $250,000 a year, being a masseuse somewhere in the back room or whatever, and she ain't never even showed up for the job on the payroll. But these people are doing it with public funds and public dollars that a simple Freedom of Information Act request could uncover. But the problem is that a lot of times you don't even know to ask for the information until you start digging deep and start finding out where the money is going. And then you start to see what's really happening out in these streets. Houston, I'm on y'all to this year. Houston, I got a special place in my heart for y'all.